Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Final hour, Darren, Donick, and Chase here on this Friday afternoon. Willie, get everybody caught up on some scores before we get to Lee Sterling. This is called a stall while I find the games because I have lost it in my emails.
Oh, my goodness.
I am in a rain delay.
This is very shocking. This is very shocking.
Rain delay stall.
We can tell you there are a couple of Big Ten football games going on. And speaking of college football, just in the last 10, 15 minutes, we've been watching the cascade of tweets now in the wake of Sarah Fuller tweeting out herself, then the Hustler, then Vanderbilt football. Now it's been picked up by ESPN that Sarah Fuller is traveling and she will suit up as a kicker for Vanderbilt tomorrow, the first woman player to ever suit up in a Power 5 college football game. Exciting news. Iowa leads Nebraska 10-6 in the second quarter. Number 24 Hawkeyes leading in that one. Texas leading Iowa State in the Big 12, 13-10. That game is on ABC. They have just begun play in the second half there. Liberty winning easily against hapless UMass, 31-0. Big score in college basketball. Gonzaga smoked Auburn, 90-67. And the upset, number four in the country, Virginia, going down and losing to San Francisco by a score of 61-60. Middle Tennessee lost earlier today in their game, so they are 0-2 on the season. Vanderbilt opens tonight against Valparaiso at 6 o'clock. You can hear the game on Classic Hits 93.3, our sister station. And Western Kentucky is underway against West Virginia, number 15 in the finals out in South Dakota. We had Dan Dockich on with us earlier today for a great interview. He's on the call of that one. Western and West Virginia tied at 22 apiece. Western coming off the upset against Memphis. They're 2-0 trying to win this thing. Rick Stansbury's got a talented squad.
All right. I have found it, and I apologize. Lee Sterling, who joins us every Friday this time, Paramount Sports, going to try to get you in the good mood as we get into the holiday season, season of giving, and he's going to hopefully give you some winners. Lee, how you doing?
I'm good. I mean, ate too much as always.
Yeah.
So might be hibernating in a couple hours for a few weeks, but other than that, I can't complain.
Clearly, I ate too much. I was moving too slow trying to sift through my emails and find your games. Let's start with one that's going to kick off in about an hour and a half. Some intrigue in Chapel Hill as North Carolina is hosting Notre Dame.
Yeah, this should be a fun game. I mean, you got a North Carolina team that really has been under the radar because they haven't done anything. I mean, they last year, you know, as the hunter, they played great. You know, no one's expecting much. And coming into the season before, you know, COVID, people thought, you know, they're still going to have both divisions. And almost every person I spoke to had them pegged as the coastal champ. But what have they done? They've fallen flat on their face. And they're going to have to get up now. And this is where they do their best work. It's crazy. As an underdog, I don't know what Mac Brown does in the off week, but bottom line is he gets them ready here. And I think Notre Dame's in trouble here because they did not face Trevor Lawrence. And by not facing Trevor Lawrence, they really haven't faced a passing quarterback all year. And Sam Howell's really good. In the 2022 draft, I think he's going to go top five. I think he's that good. Believe it or not, I think he actually has overall better weapons at the skill position than Notre Dame. Notre Dame also has two starters out, center and right guard are out for the game. And I think in a high-scoring game, this is going to be a shootout. I think North Carolina pulls the upset 45-42.
Whoa. Yep. Hello. Yep. I should get your attention. Okay, that line has gone down. It went up, and then it's come back down, hasn't it?
Okay. Yeah, up, it's like a yo-yo.
Yeah.
Anywhere from 4 up to 6.5 and now back down to 5.5 most places.
Okay, so this one really intrigues me because we've never seen this one before. Now, we thought we were going to see it earlier in the year against Georgia, as I get choked up, but we have not seen Nick Saban not on the sidelines because he ended up coaching that game against Georgia, but he will not be on the sidelines for the Iron Bowl. How do you see Alabama, who's a huge favorite, playing out against Auburn?
So it's interesting, in the earlier game, the line went down a couple points when it was determined he wasn't going to play. I mean, he wasn't going to coach, and then he ends up coaching. So at one point, people thought he was worth two and a half points. This game, we haven't really seen any movement at all. So do I think Alabama's better? Sure. I mean, also, Mac Jones is probably going to get his revenge here. But here's the problem for Alabama. Do you really want to lay 24.5 points to your rival? I mean, Auburn's beaten them four times since 2010. Bo Nix didn't play well at all the first four games, under 50% completion percentage. But the last three games, over 70%. If Auburn doesn't turn the ball over, I mean, they're 0-2 when they lose the turnover battle, but 5-0 when they win the turnover battle here. And I think they also have better wide receivers than Alabama. So college football is about making big plays, and I just think with those three guys, I think they're special. So I'm going to say Alabama wins the game. They're just so much more talented, 42-24, but I'm going to take the points here in Auburn.
All right.
Yep.
Very good. Okay, so we initially – unless, I'm moving slow. I had too much to eat yesterday, and I didn't see a new email. You had the Tennessee-Vanderbilt game in there. We know that game is not taking place. Is there a substitute? Are you going to have any action with Vanderbilt in Missouri? Did you have another game instead?
Tough a game to look at. I like the Florida-Kentucky game.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Yeah, I think Kyle Trask is going to play very deep into this game. And by him playing deep into this game, they want to get him the Heisman. They want to get into the top four, and they got to keep winning, and they got to beat Alabama. And, I mean, Kentucky's down 17, 18 scholarship players at this point. They wouldn't have a chance if they had everyone. And now Florida's getting back their All-American tight end. I mean, this is a team that probably I think they're going to go toe-to-toe with Alabama here. I think they're going to lay it on them. I think they're going to run up the score here. And also special teams. Their special teams are special, and Kentucky's are terrible. Getting kicks blocked, punts blocked. Give me Florida big here, 51-10.
Mm. Oh, that's going to be bad back-to-back weeks for Kentucky. Oof. Yep. Alabama, now Florida.
Yeah,
yikes.
Some slippage there. Okay, let's move on to the pros. And, Lee, of course, we're all anxiously awaiting what happens between the Steelers and the Ravens. And right now, I think we just don't know. Right? So that game was sort of to be determined.
Yeah, but if it's played, you know, everyone's going to talk about, you know, the loss in this game of, you know, the two running backs and the quarterback. So, obviously, Lamar Jackson's the biggest. But J.K. Dobbins and Mark Ingram, I don't think they're that big of a loss. Gus Edwards and Justice Hill will be fine. I think the second biggest loss is defensive line. I mean, they're already down a couple guys on the defensive line, and then Brandon Williams isn't going to play because of COVID. I think he's the anchor. When he went out the last couple weeks, that defensive line, I mean, you could drive a Mack truck through there. Also, their DBs can't cover or tackle anyone. Their receivers getting no separation. How about this? Their receivers are 29th in the NFL out of 32 teams in drop percentage here. I think Baltimore's done. I like Pittsburgh 30-17.
We'll wait and see when that game is played. If it's Sunday, is it scheduled now, or if they have to move it again? As we look, this morning there was a lot of scuttlebutt about that, and still no word for sure. Now let's get to the game, Lee, that everybody is looking at here, and that is the rematch between the Colts and the Titans. We know the Titans had the wheels fall off with some special teams blunders. So how do you see this second matchup?
Well, there is some, you know, so many guys that are questionable for Tennessee game time decision. But if they get back Desmond King and also Dory Jackson, that could be huge. So they've had to, you know, play very, very safe defenses and try to protect the guys that are out there and play off. If those two guys can play, they can move up. They can play some press coverage. Last game, Ryan Tannehill completed passes to nine different receivers. In the first game when they played each other, it's when the field position switched and they were backed up. That's where they had all those problems. But I think that there are two receivers. I think that Corey Davis and also A.J. Brown, I think these guys could have big games. And Even Jonnu Smith going up the seam, they could be able to find a lot of open room, and I think they're going to be able to pass on Indianapolis. I like Tennessee. I think they return the favor. Mm. I think they win the rematch here 27-24.
Mm. By the way, what kind of odds are you giving on us seeing Adoree Jackson this year? We've been talking about him all year, and we're about done talking about him. My goodness.
I get it.
Yeah. Willie, you got the game of the week for Lee?
I do have the game of the week, and, of course, you've got to call the number. Lee, let us know, let everybody know how that works when you want to play and get your tip for the game you feel the best about this week.
Yeah, love this game. It's Texas A&M laying 13.5 to 14 points against LSU. You want to get the game, just call 800-400-9741. What a run we've had. Won 9 out of 12 weeks, already won the first two games tomorrow. If we continue on this run, it'll be 10 out of 13 winning weeks. So no one in the country can touch our record. You can even go to covers.com. We sell our picks there. 33 other handicappers, number one. It's not even close since the start of the football season, since it started about 90 days ago. So you want to hop on board. We have what's called the Turkey Shootout. Get a total of 15 games from now through Monday. First game starting in a little over an hour. And get you 15 games, and we've had some 12-3 and some 13-2 records on those. And like I said, we already to our clients gave out two winners on Thursday in the two NFL games, and we have what's called Double Down December. It's a total of 6 weeks on our phone service through Monday, January 4th, just $397. It's all available right now, ParamountSports.com.
There you go. Lee's in a giving mood. Take advantage of it. Lee, really appreciate it. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving, and we'll do it again next week.
Yeah, we're not going to try to run, and I'm sure you guys are need maybe a nice brisk half a mile walk, and maybe that'll help us get back into the swing of things from
walk,
eating too much.
Walk is much more in my cards than run.
Here we go. All right, guys.
Lee, thank you.
You have a great weekend, holiday weekend, and stay safe.
You do the same. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, every Friday. He kicks off our final hour, giving you some winners. You just heard it. He's calling for the upset. North Carolina over Notre Dame, and that would be quite the shakeup in the college football landscape. I'll just say this. Hey, Lee's the expert. I think he's on to something. That's more intrigue for you to watch that game today. I think he is on to something. Texas has just scored a touchdown. Extra point pending. And it is good. 20-10, Longhorns over Iowa State. We'll come back. Pick six time. Once again, we're going to ask you to put away your shopping for just a few minutes and join us at 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Your participation next on Darren Donick and Chase, ESPN 1025, The Game.
It's time to be a winner.
I have come here to chew bubble gum and kick ass.
Pick this week's games against the spread for all the bragging rights.
You want some bad enough, then you come get some.
Feeling extra confident?
I am the one true king.
Make that game your top shelf for double points. This is Pick 6, now on Darren, Donick, and Chase.
Pick 6 time here on Darren, Donick, and Chase on this Friday afternoon. Want your participation here in just a moment. 615-737-1025. Lee Sterling gets the juices flowing, the picking juices flowing every Friday, and he just did that. Some interesting picks. He says the Titans get it done. He said North Carolina in the upset over Notre Dame today. That kickoff is in a little bit more than an hour away. Okay, before we get to this week's games, let's review last week. Elijah Campbell.
All right, Chase McCabe going into last week with a mega lead. Darren, I know you weren't here, but he had a 14-point advantage over you and a 6-point advantage over Willie. So did you guys get it done this week and chop it a little closer? You did. First game, Auburn, Tennessee. Auburn thrashing the Vols. Very ugly, ugly game. Darren and Chase both going Auburn. Willie with the faith in Tennessee, and it went back to bite him in the rear. Titans and Ravens. Ravens 5.5-point favorites. And Derrick Henry leading the Titans to a win. Chase, the only Titans picker in this, as Darren and Willie both went with Baltimore. Lamar Jackson rushing yards over under 59.5. I want to say he was like, what, 7 yards short of that? But
it was 50. I think he had 52.
I think so. So he was like 7.5 yards under that. So the only underpicker, Willie. Willie gaining a point on both Darren and Chase. Derrick Henry rushing attempts. Two top shelves here, and both of those top shelves hit as Darren and Willie top shelf the over, while Chase picked the over and not top shelfing it. So 2 points for Darren and Willie. Kyle Trask touchdown passes over under 4.5. We had a discussion when we made, you know, these picks of whether or not it's high enough. Willie was talking about moving it to 5.5. And I said, beware of the garbage time. And that is where it got Kyle Trask. I believe we went through for 3. And that was under. And Darren, the only under picker for Kyle Trask in the touchdown passes. Chase even went as far to top shelf his over on that one.
That was interesting how that went down, because Vanderbilt played much more competitively than people thought. They actually got a couple of stops in there. And Florida used the second-string quarterback a lot more in that game than I've seen before, and he actually threw a touchdown pass.
Emory Jones got a lot of play in that game.
He got in there, and they threw the ball with him. It wasn't just for like a play here or play there. Like, they kept him in, and he played well.
Emory Jones, much higher recruit than Kyle Trask. But in the last game, Packers at Colts, Willie, the only Colts picker in that one, as the Colts erased a 14-point second-half deficit to pull off the stunner of the weekend in a lot of people's eyes. So last week, Willie and Darren both are the winners with 4 points each. Chase, a little bit of a letdown, a hangover game, if you will, with only 3 points, which leaves our total after all these weeks. Chase with 47 in first, Willie getting 1 point closer with 42, and Darren the caboose again at 34. And his deficit has been trimmed from 14 now to 13, and that is your recap.
Oh, wow. That's beautiful. Man, what a trimming by me.
Brick by
again,
brick, baby.
I usually excel better answering the questions when Darren makes them up, when I have to be pressed into duty as the maker of the games. I'm very proud of my setting the table with great picks, but I don't answer my own questions very well.
You really don't.
I don't do very well in that. I completely collapsed when I became the commissioner last year.
You did.
Just completely went off the radar.
Bitter irony.
Stunk it out.
That is a fact. That's not an opinion. That's a fact, folks. All right. Big voice guy.
Number one.
Will Sarah Fuller make a field goal in the Vandy, Missouri game tomorrow? Will Sarah Fuller, in case you have not heard, the SEC and Vanderbilt is about to make history tomorrow, as you will have the first female suit up in a Power 5 football game and participate. She will indeed do that for Vanderbilt tomorrow in their game against Missouri. But the question is not about her doing that, because we know she is going to be a part of that game, but will she actually make a field goal? You're talking about, it's one thing to trot her out on the field to make history, but making history and actually connect on a field goal, will that happen? Yes or no, Willie?
All right, so let's lay this out, Darren. The school has now sent out a full release with quotes from Sarah Fuller.
Oh, the SEC is tweeting about it too. I mean, it's out there.
Yeah, and what I still have not been able to find, of course, we're doing this on the fly as we continue to execute our show here, but I don't think they have said exactly what role she is going to play. They have not fully committed to say she's going to be the kicker for all situations. Like, I've heard that she's done very well in the scrimmages, and it might be a certain range kind of thing, where from a certain range and in, she will kick, which I would imagine includes extra points. I don't know if they have any other kickers available, so to speak. It's been reported by the Vanderbilt Hustler that they have quarantine issues with several of the other specialists, so we don't know specifically who that means, if it's the guy they've been using before. But let's keep this in mind. All the other kickers that they've used are a combined 3 for 7 for field goals the entire year. So that's the backdrop of this.
Okay, let's just cut through all that. Willie, she's going to, okay? You don't tweet out what she did today, holding a football, let's make history. You don't have the SEC and Vanderbilt putting all this stuff out there. This is not for show, okay?
Well, I know it's. I think she's going to have a role.
And she's not kicking for dough because she's a student athlete. But, I mean, she is going to be out there, okay? So this is going to be in play. This is not for show. So the question is, will she make one? I mean, you know, she's going to be their kicker tomorrow.
Okay. but you have to know what her range is, right? If they have, let's say, a 50-yard field goal, is that within her range? I think that plays
into... None of us have any clue about that. None of us have a clue. But that's not the question, will she kick a 50-yarder? The question is, will she kick a field goal, yes or no? Answer the question. We don't have all day. Okay? It's 1:30. Let's go.
There are six other kickers that they have put out there that...
Elijah, how much longer can he stall on this question?
This is an impressive stall.
By the way, he is the best at the ass chase we've talked about. He is the best at stalling, especially if we need a top shot.
I just want the information.
He may take this
to
205 for all we know.
Yeah, I can't take it to 205.
This is artwork right
now. Okay. You know what? I'm just going to get caught up in the moment, and I'm just going to say, I want to see history. I will say yes.
Willie, it's real simple. You're damn right she's going to. Yes. How hard is that? It took me 1.2 seconds to
you
answer.
You decided to like
yes.
Her.
Just answer yes.
Well, I think if she gets one in her range, she will make it. I have no doubt about it.
Well, great.
The only thing is, do they get to try with it? They don't score that much, Darren. I understand that.
Well, we know what's in play. We know all this stuff. You're just stalling. Yes. Both of us.
I actually think they have half a shot of, maybe winning a game here. Wouldn't that be crazy? Is it a possible game changing attempt that she has to make?
I picked Vanderbilt in underdogs, and I feel better about that pick less and less. I'll just say that.
Because of this, or just because of
No. I don't like the trends I'm seeing since we've made those picks. I just don't like. I've been studying percentage of bets and percentage of money and where the action's going, where the sharps are going, and I'm feeling less and less.
The sharps are not
this.
Feeling it.
They're
okay.
not feeling it.
All right.
Not feeling it. Okay.
Number two.
Iron Bowl, Auburn, Alabama. Lee Sterling made his pick. He said Auburn is going to keep this under the number. They're going to be within the 24.5. That is our number. Willie, who do you got?
Oof. I just don't feel good about picking against Bama.
Ooh.
But I really, a lot of times I just have a feeling. I don't have one on this one, but I will take Bama. I'll say they'll pull away late.
I'm going to take Auburn in this one. Too much. I need to see Alabama look like a machine. Without Nick Saban on the sidelines in a huge rivalry game, I just think it's too much. I have been perplexed by the number all week, but, what do I know? Every time I seem like I get perplexed, then I go, that's why they build those big casinos with the nice chandeliers.
Well, I have the same thought as you, but I'm going to go to the sort of like, what does Vegas know? They must know something. I was stunned at that line with the rivalry.
Me too.
There's been plenty of times where a big dog has played a really good rivalry game, hung in there. I'm going opposite of my intuition there.
Okay.
Number three.
Titans, Colts. For the listeners out there, we'll need your game total on this. Indianapolis favored by 2.5. Man. Willie, what do you got?
Man, I like Lee Sterling. I'm really curious what the injury report looks like here by the time we get to Sunday. I think we'll have. I know they pushed some stuff back with the practice times. I don't know if we'll get that in under the show, at least the latest. But I think I am gonna believe it when I see it. I will believe it when I see it. I will take the Colts. The Colts just had their number. I'll just go with that until I see otherwise.
I'm with you. I'm taking the Colts, and I need to see it to believe it, and I'll just leave it at that. The good news for the Titans, I haven't picked them correctly all year, so this is really good for them. I'm picking the Colts, so that's fantastic news for the Titans because I've been wrong about them.
Number four.
Will Derrick Henry run for 100 yards on the stingiest defense against the run? Last time he did in a losing cause. Will Derrick Henry go for 100 or more yards, yes or no? I will go no. Even without DeForest Buckner, that's probably insane to say that, But I don't know. I just kind of feel like Indianapolis is not going to give up 100 yards to Derrick Henry twice this season. Their defense is just that good. But, like I said, DeForest Buckner is a huge loss for them, but I'm still going with my gut, and I'm going to say no. Willie, what say you?
No.
You, too, are going no.
Yeah, the Colts are tough. Colts are tough to run on. I think they're going to have to do it through the air.
Well, this is our opportunity to gain ground on Chase because you know he's going Titans. You know he's going to go yes. So we know we're going to have differing picks on him, even though he hasn't made that official. But we just kind of know what he's going to pick. All right.
Number five.
Who passes for more yards, Tannehill or Rivers? Rivers threw for over 300 in the last game. I know it looks once again. It looks like a setup. Well, of course it's going to be Rivers. Well, no, let's find out. I am going to, like I said, of course it's going to be Rivers. I'm going to go Tannehill. I don't think. Look, one of these answers has to be correct. Yeah, I mean, if you can't run, you're going to have to pass. I mean, they can't win the game and not be able to run and not have Tannehill throw for a lot of yards. So something's got to give. I think it's in the passing game. Tannehill throws for more yards than Rivers.
I don't have a strong feeling about any of these picks, I'm telling you. I just don't have a good feeling as I release every one of these answers. I will go with Tannehill. I will go with Tannehill on this one. I'm going to hedge.
You're going to go Tannehill. Well, we went the same
I'm not going all three with the same thing. I'm sort of crisscrossing a little bit. I don't feel good about it, but I'm going Tannehill.
Okay, final one.
Number six.
Finally, our game of the week right here on ESPN 102.5, the game. Chiefs and Bucks, 3:25 kickoff. Tom Brady versus Patrick Mahomes. Chiefs coming off the come-from-behind victory over the Raiders. The Bucks coming off that stinging loss to the Rams where Brady threw two really bad interceptions. Tampa Bay getting 2.5 at home. It looks like everybody's going to take the Chiefs, so I will go with Tampa Bay, plus the 2.5.
It was interesting how easily the Raiders moved the ball against the Chiefs, and you've got to feel like the Buccaneers can do that type of thing. And it's at home. I like the Bucs in this game. I think the Bucs defense brings a little more to the table than the Raiders D. I think maybe they can slow them down. I'll take the Bucs. Take a flyer on the Bucs. Couple of points to spare.
Gosh,
I'll go with that.
You too are going with the Bucks. Okay.
And I've got incentive to see the Bucks collapse and miss the playoffs because I predicted they wouldn't, and you know that would work to my favor along those lines. But I got a feeling. I think they're going to bring it in this game. Chiefs could lose one, still be all right in the grand scheme of things.
Okay.
I'll take the Bucs.
615-737-1025. 615-737-1025 is how you can get involved. Remember, this year, just like last year, when you call in, you get two top shelves. By the way, we have not made our top shelves. I'm going to go Auburn, top shelf.
Okay. So to clarify on the Sarah Fuller, it is a field goal, right? Not extra points do not count. It's got to be a field goal.
That's why I specifically said, will she make a field goal?
Right. I just want to make sure we're clarifying that for our listeners.
Yes.
Because if you look through the history, there's a number of women that have kicked extra points in various games. There's only a couple of them that have done significant kicking. So this is going to be a really interesting thing unfolding tomorrow morning at 11. I will go with the Bucks top shelf.
You're going to go Bucks top shelf.
Bucks top shelf.
Okay. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Driven by Wilson County, Hyundai.com. Let's go to Steven to get things going. Steven, welcome in.
Thanks, guys. Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you. Willie?
All right, here we go. Will Sarah Fuller make a field goal in the Vanderbilt, Missouri game tomorrow?
Yes, she will.
Yes. All right. Auburn is a 24.5-point dog at Alabama in the Iron Bowl.
Hey, roll tide. Give me Bama.
Bama, -24.5. Okay, how about Titans-Colts? Colts, a 2.5-point favorite is what we have.
Indy.
Indy, and then we need a game total.
51.
Derrick Henry, will he rush for 100 or more yards in Sunday's game?
Yes, he will.
And who passes for more yards, Ryan Tannehill or Phillip Rivers?
Rivers.
And finally, the Buccaneers, a 2.5-point home dog against the Chiefs.
Kansas City, double top shelf.
Whoa.
Double top shelf.
Kansas City, double top shelf. Okay. Steven, appreciate the participation. You have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, guys. You too.
615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. Mark, you're up next on Pick 6. Welcome in.
Yeah, hello, guys. How y'all doing?
All right, here
happy
we go.
Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy to you as well. Okay, let's go. Sarah Fuller and the Commodores. Will she make a field goal tomorrow?
Yes, she'll make one.
She'll make one. All right. I think it's more about does the offense get there to try to kick one. All right, Auburn, Alabama. Alabama favored by 24.5.
I'm going to pick Alabama.
Titans, Colts. Colts favored by 2.5.
The Titans, top shelf, and 41 points.
41 points, a little low scoring. How about Derrick Henry? Will he get 100?
Yes.
You say yes. And who passes for more yards, Ryan Tannehill or Phillip Rivers?
Ryan Tannehill.
And finally, Chiefs at Bucks. Bucks favored by 2.5. I'm sorry, underdogs by 2.5.
I'm going to take Tampa Bay. That'll be my top shelf.
Tampa Bay top shelf.
Okay. Mark, you have a good one. Thank you. Good luck.
Yeah, thank you.
615-737-1025. Josh, you're up next. Welcome into Pick 6.
First of all, let me say happy Thanksgiving to you fellas.
Same to you, Josh.
I say that Sarah, she has a field goal, a top shelf that.
Okay.
I'm just going to out on the limb, man. I got faith in it.
All right. It'll be awesome to see.
Let's see. Auburn, I take Auburn, give me the 24.5, right?
Yep.
24.5.
Yes,
next,
sir.
Next up
and
is
then,
the Titans.
Derrick Henry, he'll rush for 100.
Well, hold on. Let's not bat out of order here. So Titans, 2.5-point dogs against the Colts.
Oh, okay, yeah. Titans win. Total score, 38 points.
Ooh, another low score.
Wow.
Prediction. Okay, Derrick Henry, 100 or more yards. Yes or no?
Over 100, top shelf.
You say yes, he'll do it, top shelf. And Tannehill and Rivers passing yards. Who has more?
Phillip Rivers.
Phillip Rivers, and then finally the Chiefs are a 2.5-point favorite on the road in Tampa.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
Mahomes and the Chiefs. We got both top shelves.
Okay.
Josh, good luck.
Hey, thank y'all, fellas.
Have a great weekend.
Darren, let's duck this in real quick. Drake Hills, I'm looking at this. The positive tests for the Columbus Crew is at six. Six positive tests.
Whoa.
In the big, big playoff game between Nashville SC and Columbus on Sunday. The game is still scheduled, but it is now, according to Drake Hills, threatened with this update. Wow.
Wow. By the way, that's why I left Ravens Steelers off. I think that game is in serious jeopardy. Now, Nashville SC's game is in serious jeopardy. Wow. All right. Thanks for passing that along. Let's sneak another one in. Tim, you're up next. Welcome into Pick 6.
Hi, it's Jim.
Okay, Jim, let's start with Sarah Fuller, the Vanderbilt women's soccer goalie, who is going to be the first woman to ever suit up in an SEC game. Will she make a field goal tomorrow?
Yes. And top shelf, girl power.
Yes, I love it. I think everybody said yes. This is going to be awesome.
I think so.
Everybody's behind Sarah on this one. That's just what it comes down to. Auburn at Alabama. Alabama, a 24.5-point favorite.
Auburn.
Titans, 2.5-point dog at the Colts.
Titans, top shelf.
Titans, top shelf, and we need a game total.
55.
Will Derrick Henry rush for 100 or more yards on Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. Who passes for more yards, Tannehill or Rivers?
Tannehill.
And finally, Chiefs at Bucks. We got the Buccaneers, a 2.5-point home dog.
Chiefs.
He likes the defending champions.
Did we get Jim's two top shelves?
Sure,
yes,
did.
I got Sarah kicking field goal.
Uh huh.
Titans.
Okay, Jim, have a great weekend. Good luck. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Have a great weekend. Bye.
All
now.
Right. Boy, there's going to be a lot of intrigue tomorrow on that. Okay, the rest of you, we will get off the air. You will be locked into our contest via the phone with two top shelves. The rest of you can play along. If you weren't able to get in via the phone by going to thegamenashville.com, remember, you'll only get one top shelf online, but you can certainly participate, and people have one online for sure. So we want you to play along with us. Also, DraftKings, they want you to play along with them, and they don't want you to miss what they're offering you on Sunday. Yes, that's right. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook, has this offer for you to celebrate all of Sunday's action. DraftKings is ensuring all new customers that you will be covered up to $100. That's right. You bet. They cover you risk-free on your Sunday betting, all on Sunday's action. On top of that, DraftKings Sportsbook has a special odds boost, and they'll have promotions every day of the week. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the code 1025GAME when you sign up. DraftKings Sportsbook is insuring your Sunday bets up to $100. If you didn't hear me, that's right. They're going to cover you for up to $100, but you will need to use that code 1025THEGAME. Remember, when you sign up. So that's for a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Remember, you must be 21 years of age or older. You must be physically located in the state of Tennessee. Risk-free coverage paid out in site credits. Restrictions do apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and needs help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789. Back here on Darren Donick and Chase, you know when you hear that music on Fridays, what's that mean? It means we're round a third and we're heading home. Show brought to you by Blue Note, Juke Joint Whiskey, smoother than smooth. Hopefully like our picks, hopefully. GPander78 on Twitter says, listening to Willie make his pick six selections is like teaching a teenager to drive a stick shift. By the way, do they even have stick shift cars anymore?
I
grew up on a stick shift.
I haven't seen one in a while, but maybe he saw me learning on a stick shift way back in the 80s. It took me a while. I did learn, but that's not always the easiest thing.
No, and like I said, do they even make stick shift cars anymore? I guess maybe a
powerful sports
car.
When is the last time
car?
You saw one? Like I
couldn't tell you. I could not tell you. I guess if somebody is driving a much, much older car, I mean, like, you know, much older. I'm not talking about 2012. Yeah, I don't know when's the last time I saw a stick shift. Are you sitting down?
I am.
Because Mike Vrabel has made an announcement, and I want you to make sure that you are prepared for this news.
Okay, I think I'm prepared. I've been reading the feed here.
Okay, he has said that a Dory Jackson has been ruled out for Sunday's
okay.
game.
Yeah, that one, I don't know if I had to be sitting down for
Holy
that one.
Holy cow,
I had prepared
folks.
Myself mentally for that one.
Woo, you just heard it. Mike Vrabel has spoken. He has ruled out Adoree Jackson for Sunday. Well, I'd like to go back and change. No, actually, I'm not changing anything. Yeah. Jeez. Adam Humphries also not going to suit up. He is not going to pass protocol. He will not play. And Michael Pruitt also added to the list of will not participate in Sunday's game.
That one they've dealt with okay because the guy Swain has come in to be the blocking tight end. I don't know that he is exactly Michael Pruitt's level. Because the thing about Pruitt is he had a knack for making timely receptions. I haven't seen them really throw it to Swain very often, maybe one or two. But I think they feel okay about him in there. Not having Humphreys, it's too bad. I think they would have loved to have him in this game. but they've been dealing without him for a while there. Hopefully next week. Looks like he's at least made some progress, has Humphreys.
And also, Mike Vrabel saying a whole lot about nothing with Isaiah Wilson. Listen to this. He's continuing to improve, and we'll just see where he is. Well, thank you. That was a tremendous update on Isaiah Wilson.
You know,
we'll he's continuing to improve, and we'll just see where he is. Okay, thanks, Coach.
Well, this is what's the poker game of that, right, with Mike Vrabel. I believe that he's nowhere on the radar. But if they were going to make a drastic switch and put him in, which I don't expect, I think he would say the same thing. I think he would want to leave that as a big surprise if it happened. I don't think they would want the other team to prepare for him being in there, because you know they would throw a lot of stuff at him as much as they could. The other one that's interesting.
What a nugget. Isaiah Wilson is continuing to improve, and we'll just see where he is. Wow, thanks.
I guess he'll be on the field, active because of numbers, but I doubt he will be in the game. The guy to watch, too, is David Long. Does he get cleared from the COVID list? They would like to have his availability without Jayon Brown especially, but that one is still up in the air, I take it from what Vrabel said.
Matt Nagy, remember the Sunday night game, which if Nashville SC does play against Columbus, thank goodness they put the Bears on Sunday Night Football. That will make things real easy for me to watch Nashville SC, because the Bears offense is absolutely pathetic. But Matt Nagy has confirmed that Mitch Trubisky will be the starter versus the Packers. Back to Mitch. For all the stuff about Matt Nagy, I have not been impressed. I become less and less impressed with Matt Nagy. And I feel like every game, every year. I just, for all the hoopla about him and what a great hire, and I know they had a good first year under him, he's kind of like that quarterback I say, yeah, give it a little time. You know, you can't get excited over four games or 1 year. You know, you got to give him time, because the rest of the league does tend to figure you out. I kind of feel like the rest of the league has figured out Matt Nagy. Because his offense has been absolutely pathetic. But Mitch Trubisky will start.
Adam Schefter has now confirmed that the Ravens-Steelers game will be Tuesday.
Wait a minute, say that again?
Adam Schefter now confirmed Tuesday game, Ravens-Steelers.
There you go.
Tuesday game. And that means you will have to move the Ravens-Cowboys game scheduled for next Thursday.
Yep.
Are
they going to have a Thursday game, or Thursday game go away?
Well.
Maction only.
I think it could be a Maction only kind of night.
No, Maction's on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Oh, well, maybe they'll move the Mac games to Thursday.
Oh, okay. Texas leads Iowa State 20-16. Let's see. Last check, Iowa and Nebraska were tied at the half. Still are. Tied at the half. 13-all. All Liberty over UMass 45-0 with just about 7 minutes to go in that one. Yep, there you go. It is now hit. It's out there on the crawler now. Ravens Steelers move to Tuesday night. Notre Dame and North Carolina will be kicking off in about a little bit less than 45 minutes.
And we will await word on the status of Nashville SC's game on Sunday night. Six positive tests, if you missed it earlier in the hour. Drake Hills reports from the Tennessean that the game right now, still scheduled for Sunday night, Eastern Conference semifinal. So keep an eye on that one. Would they move it? Would they stay, and Columbus would just have to play without those players? That remains to be seen at this point.
Just trying to sift through some stuff that Mike Vrabel is saying.
Did you mention Western Kentucky, too?
Pass along any college basketball scores that you got.
Western Kentucky is leading number 15 West Virginia just after defeating Memphis. They're trying to go 3-0 in South Dakota. They lead 50-44 with 12:46 to go in the second half. So pretty high scoring game developing there. Western looking pretty good. Looking like they're going to be a force.
After beating Memphis the other day.
Earlier today, Virginia, number four in the country right now, won't be for long. They got beat by San Francisco. Belmont's in action right now, tied 41 apiece with George Mason. That is at the half in the Paradise Jam. So we'll see if Belmont can go 2-0. They won their opener yesterday. And Middle Tennessee lost 57-43 to East Tennessee State. Gonzaga, number one in the country, destroyed Auburn 90-67. Vanderbilt plays tonight at 6 on 93.3 Classic Hits. Their opener is against Valparaiso at Memorial Gym.
And Illinois is a top 10 team. They're currently losing with less than 2 minutes to go to Ohio.
The Bobcats, yes. Wow.
How about that?
Big Ten Network.
That's a real shocker.
They're down, four.
Wow. Illinois got a couple of guys that could be lottery picks, too. That's a stacked team.
Down three with about a minute 40 to go. That would be a huge upset.
Okay.
By the way, Western Kentucky, watch them. They are, if they see if they can hold on and beat West Virginia, that'd be two big wins in back to back games, beating Memphis and West Virginia. We'll see if they can hold up four right now with under 12 minutes to go for Western Kentucky. They may have a pretty darn good team, Rick Stansbury and the Hilltoppers. All right, that'll do it for us. We made it, Willie. We did it.
Pretty fast moving.
Yeah. Good show. Everybody out there, have a wonderful rest of your day. Be safe. Have a great weekend. Man, we'll have tons to discuss on Monday. I can't wait to see what direction we go. Did Nashville SC play? Did they win? Did they lose? Did the Titans finally beat the Colts? Sarah Fuller, did she make a field goal? What if she kicked the game-winning field goal? Oh, my gosh. What a show that would be. Holy cow.
Anything is possible.
That'll do it for us. And I was by the way, your picking of pick six games has now been compared to Dean Smith's four-corner stall, North Carolina offense.
You're welcome for that.
All right. All right. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane. Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.